Migos, I missed you so much. I'm so excited to be here. It's 8 minutes past 10 o'clock on the show. What's up, Lagos? The 993 Nigeria. Info. Alpana, how was your weekend? Did you do everything you said you were going to do over the weekend? I mean, make I face my business.
We did it and more.
Mm-hmm. Did you do everything? Say, over the weekend, I'm going to do this, do that, do this. I'll do this, do that, do this. Did you do it? I make I shut up my mouth.
I did indeed.
Or did you just replace it with sleep? Or maybe sleep was the thing you said you were going
halfway
to do.
We over balance the weekend. The diet.
Because for some people, the weekend is for sleep. Other people is to ball.
Yeah.
So, I'm asking the people who wanted to.
It's 50-50, I hope.
If I want to do a show today on how I spent my weekend, 2 hours is not enough.
The whole day will go.
The whole day, because it was... Liana, I can't. It was the best of the best of the best of the best.
I can feel it from here. It's obvious.
Look, yes. I mean, even if I didn't have a beautiful weekend or a restful weekend, my energy, they go on holiday, is always here.
Mm-hmm. It's always flames upon flames.
I'm bringing that to you this morning, coupled with Liana, the studio here, who's joining me. You look amazing, by the way.
Thank you.
And I will not tell. I will not tell Lagos the thing you told me when you entered the studio about
please,
you know.
Do not.
I don't want Olawale to find out that you've been cheating on him. So I'm going to say nothing.
You just said something. You're wicked.
Olawale, no. Liana is a very.
I'm a very faithful.
She's a good. No, she's a faithful woman. She's the kind of woman that would. She would go with you the long mile. So don't fear
so
anything. No man is dragging her with you. Okay.
Yeah, unless he has a G-Wagon.
I can't even help the girl, Jerry. I can't.
No.
I was here trying to protect her.
Why you spill the beans finish?
You can't be like me, a very faithful woman to her husband. Like, if my man is not here, I don't allow any other man.
But he wasn't part of your weekend when you were doing
what?
All my weekend.
Why do you think the weekend was amazing? Look at you, single
because
girl.
You lost
get
him somewhere.
A grip on yourself.
That is true.
No. Lagos, welcome to the show. Today, on the show on What's Up Lagos, the Monday edition, is going to be fun as usual. The energy is perfect. I have Jerry joining us right now. Alongside Liana, and I'm here. I'm Feta, by the way, and I like to meet you when you call me. But yes, by now I do know that you have heard the news. Yes, about the outstanding person that we lost right here in Nigeria Info. We feel it to our bone marrow, to be honest. And of course, during the course of the show at 11 o'clock, we're going to dedicate that hour to Rotimi Sankore on the show. I like you to call in and we'll talk about it at the time. But right now, we have to do the sound off. We'll come back and I want to talk about what the market is saying now, because a lot of us have been saying that dollar has fallen, but the prices of goods and services still remain the same. I mean, as to like how price it is. And I'd like to know, I'm hoping that traders can also call on the show this morning and educate us. What's really happening? I'm checking now and I'm seeing that dollar is 1,190 naira. So let's say it's 1,200, but things are not coming down in Lagos. I don't know if it's the same all over the country, but let's talk about that this morning. I want to know if the prices you are buying things is still the same as, you know, now. But I want to know exactly that. But we have to do the sound off, but that will be after we come back from this short break. I'm Feta. It's What's Up Lagos and 99.3 Nigeria Info.
What is everybody? Life can be fun.
But life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Toby Amuso has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Badruba, has been arraigned before an Ogba magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep a date.
10 years after the abduction of 276 girls from the government girls' secondary school Chibok, Borno State, a report at the weekend revealed, among others, that 21 of the released girls came back with 34 children. At least according to the report released by the Murtala Mohammed Foundation to commemorate the 10th year anniversary of the abduction, served as a devastating confirmation of the sexual violence and coerced marriages the girls were subjected to in captivity. Also, the report hinted that 48 parents of the abducted victims died, since the girls were kidnapped, with widespread psychological trauma for survivors and their families, leading to health issues and barriers to work and education. The Chief Executive Officer, CEO of MMF, Dr. Aisha Mohammed Oyebode, in the virtual presentation of the report, stated that the foundation had set out 10 key recommendations that urged the Nigerian government and the international community to collaborate on the delivery on and beyond the following priority areas, which included enhanced security measures, community empowerment programs, psychological support services in danger zones, education initiatives, legal reforms, transparent communication, humanitarian aid and development assistance, women's empowerment programs, and early warning systems for security threats. She said, in the 10 years since the Chibok kidnapping caused global outreach, very little has changed on the ground in Nigeria, where kidnapping is still as prevalent, if not worse, than a decade ago. As Nigeria's kidnapping epidemic shows no sign of slowing, we urge the Nigerian authorities and the international community to take concrete steps to address the underlying drivers of conflict, extremism, and violence against women and girls, which include widespread poverty, instability, and a lack of economic opportunities. The report found that 91 out of the 276 schoolgirls remain unaccounted for. The report also revealed that 21 of the Chibok girls who were released returned with 34 children, serving as a devastating confirmation of the sexual violence and coerced marriages they endured while in captivity. And of course, I think the CEO of MMF already sounded off for me. But I'm just going to say this. In lieu of this, the United States is also saying that they've stated that it is committed to supporting Nigeria's efforts to combat terrorism and protect its citizens. And at that point, I had to ask myself, efforts though? Because yes, of course, they're going to support our efforts. That means we have to make the effort of fighting this before they can even support. I mean, you know that popular quote that says, heaven help those who help themselves. It's not in the Bible. But of course, even in just day-to-day interaction, you would agree with me that anybody you want to help who is in a situation, you also want to know the effort they are making at helping themselves. The situation we find ourselves in this country now is anybody who's asking for help, you want to ask the person, what do you have? And how far are you willing to go to make your situation get any better? And I dare ask Nigeria and our federal government, what efforts are we actually making for this? It's over 10 years, okay, 10 years now since this happened. And we cannot even say that things have changed since that time. It is a very sad, a very shameful thing as a matter of fact. Let's not even talk about the families of these girls and what they are going through. They went as girls, they're now women. Oh, it's the Chibok women we are talking about now, not the girls. And 21 of them were released, not rescued, released. And they came back with 34 children. Meaning that they were forced into, I want to believe that they were forced into, they didn't have a choice. As a man, I mean, he's not a person that is free, that would choose to marry. These people do not have a choice. If, for example, they are handing their marriage as a means of being free, they would take it because that's all they can get. How do you think these women feel now? Has society not failed them? Has the government not failed them? How do you think they would look at this country? Is it a safe haven, as a matter of fact? Now, they have children. And the first notion these children have of Nigeria is that they cannot come to your rescue. Is this a good thing? Is this a good message for this generation, this new generation? I know the federal government can do something about this. I know. I believe so very strongly that we can do something about it. We have what it takes. At least, if the United States is ready to back us up, we have, at least there's something we can bring to the table for them to even help. Why are we not doing that? Why does it look like the lives of Nigerians do not matter at all? And again, I want to say, if after 10 years we can say that, oh, this thing happened 10 years, but now it's not what it is anymore, it could be some kind of compensation. But no, every other day people are being kidnapped. Terrorists, bandits, headsmen. It is so, I have never seen an insecurity so deep and so high in a country called Nigeria, where we have leaders. And now, you know, there's a definition of what patriotism is. They say a patriotic citizen does not ask what the country can do for them, but what they can do for the country. I want to say that the people who are also leading us are citizens as well. And of course, if they call themselves, if they say they have what it takes to serve, of course, they should be looking at what they can do for the country and not what the country can do for them. But it doesn't look like we have leaders who are looking for what they can do for the country. It does look like they are looking for what the country can do for them, how it can line their pockets. That is what we are having. Because if that is not what it is, I want to see leaders who are out there and proactive about securing this nation and making sure that Nigerians can call Nigeria their home without thinking twice. 14 years now, and we still have girls unaccounted for. I think I'm lending my voice to this situation and hoping that I speak the minds of Nigerians when I say that the families of these children, of these girls who are now women, deserve to know if their children are safe. At least I will come back to them. And I believe Nigeria can do something about it. The Nigerian government can do something about it, and they should. And that was Sound Off. So our work no easy. It's how we go from this to this to this. It's, I mean, we don't have a choice. We have to come here and do what we have to do. I mean, regardless of what's happening in the country, man, woman. Okay, 19 minutes past 10 o'clock on the show. What's up, Lagos? A 99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one station for news, talk, and sports. I'm Feta. Jerry's here.
Hi.
Oh, Jerry, how are you?
I'm all right.
Do you remember these?
Why
this
did your
ad?
Voice change?
I mean, I'm talking to Jerry now.
Oh, Jerry.
You know that? Ah, you get me. See, if you remember that ad, you know that you can't call Jerry just like that. You have to give it some kind of character.
Let me hear its ad that is playing here.
Oh, Jerry. Oh, you want to make me cry. Well, that kind of cry, of course.
It's only done by OGs.
It's only OGs, I know. See, the thing is, that kind of cry is not a sad cry.
It is a very...
It's a sweet... In fact, you cry with joy because Jerry's making you feel the thing.
It's not easy.
Liana, how are you now? Why are you looking like that? Smile. Jesus,
I'm fine. Lagos State. Hi, how are you doing?
They're fine. I can respond for them.
I am just confused. Why you didn't change voice when you called Liana?
I don't understand. Liana now. Should I call Iana?
Liana.
Nikene. Sweet. That's cringe. Ina even follow. It didn't follow.
No, say Liana.
Lagos, do not forget that money is so grand this week. As always, of course, all you have to do is go to www.oneplay.ng. Thank you for the echo, guys. That's what you have to do. Go there and play that game with 500 Naira. That's all you need to get in on this game. I wish you well, because 11:45, we're picking our winners. And of course, you stand a chance to win 20,000 Naira. Not just you, but two other people alongside you will win this money. And don't forget that on Friday, 50,000 Naira barricade for this ground. For one person to win. And of course, if you've been playing from today to that Friday, your number automatically is in the draw. So if you sleep,
now you know.
All right, now we want to talk about something I already mentioned before we did our sound off. That let's talk about the prices of goods and services in the market, because a lot of us have been talking about how, you know, dollar don't eventually don't rest. It's not what it used to be, but it's not what it used to be at the same time.
Yeah.
But why does it look like the prices of goods and services are not dropping? Instead, they are increasing. What is going on? I've heard this a couple of times. I've seen it on the news. I have people who talk about it like, is it that it's true that Nigerians are the ones doing Nigerians? Or is this a kind of economic something, market price, whatever, that which we need to understand? So I'm hoping that today on the show, traders themselves can call us and explain to us what is exactly happening. Fuel is still, I understand, but wait till they really stop. Let's talk about it. And then my question directly to you is, are you still spending the money that you used to spend? Like, what is your estimation of your spend? What's the expectation of your spending day to day? If you're going to accumulate it into like a month spending, like, is it still the same as what you used to spend 2 months ago?
No.
Has it reduced? Is it increasing? Is it normalizing? What exactly? How is transportation? How is food prices? Like, exactly, tell me everything. And of course, you know, the phone lines to call is 0201-465-7190. WhatsApp is 0809-597-5805. You can call us and tell us exactly what your experience have been so far. Let's talk about it this morning. Good morning. What's up, Lagos? Please turn down the volume of your radio. Thank you very much.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, guys. Uh-huh. How far?
Okay, thank you. My name is okay, Gideon. I'm calling from Okoko.
Okay. Ta'a is Okoko this morning.
Yeah, we are doing great.
Uh-huh. So tell us your experience.
I'm actually a diehard, unrepentant follower of Nigerian Impact.
Love it.
But I'm calling for the very first time.
Woo! First time caller. Good morning to you. Thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you very much. And what attracted me to call is the topic we are discussing now. I used to be in the media, like you said, but I resigned for private and personal business. But we are talking about the price of commodities. I deal on plumbing materials.
Okay.
I'm not inside the market. I'm on the street. I stay at Doi Plaza, to be precise.
Don't advertise.
I was working with an importer. I used to buy pumping machine from him. Now, when we talk about an average Nigerian, may not know this, but they say dollar is dropping, but prices are the same.
Yes.
Government is still the factor. In the month of September, this young man cleared his container, 20-foot container, with $3 million.
Okay.
In the month of December, December 23rd, his container came in, so he spent $8 million, the same size, 20-foot container. Now, they are paying between $14 and $15 million. Then, tell me, you don't need to be a professor of economy. That little sense they use in building their business to become an importer. You don't need to be a professor of economics to know that you will calculate your expenses and put it into the goods and know the cost before you add your little profit. So the reason why the prices are still hitting the roof is because the duty that government is collecting in the port, they are not bringing it down, they are increasing it. So that is just a summary in a layman's language.
Wow. Okay, this is not good news at all. I must say. How do you go from 3 million to
14 million?
How? Jerry's just saying that's over 100%. Like, how?
Bro.
I mean, we just really need to try to understand what exactly is happening. Because you hear what people say, dollar is this now? How come I'm still buying spaghetti for this price? I'm still buying this for this price. What is going on? And transportation is not even cooling. If you wanna take a taxi from anywhere you're going, the price you see will first tell you that I have two legs. I'll use my Lexus.
It's actually more than 400%.
Actually more than 400%, and it's not making any sense. Lagos, we have to take a break. Do not forget, you can join the conversation by calling us on 0201-465-7190. How have your expenses been this period? Is it the same? Is it normalizing? Is it just overboard? And of course, don't forget, Lagos, you can call or send us a message on WhatsApp 0809-597-5805. I see your calls, but we can't take it right now. We have to go on a break. Go and be playing that game I told you about. So 20K up for grabs for three people. 20,000 naira. www.oneplay.ng. We'll be right back. Or do you know I love you? My people hustle at a rock. Yes. 35 minutes past 10 o'clock on the show. What's up, Lagos? 99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one station for news, talk, and sports. I'm Theta. Jerry's here. Liana's here. And of course, we are talking about this hustle that Lagos, you are hustling every day, but it looks like it's not yielding what's supposed to yield. We know that there's a popular saying. Social cliche, say money day where it day. Now we know the siam. But we're trying to talk about the fact that, you know, the price of dollar has fallen somewhat. And it does look like it's something that's supposed to affect the prices of goods and services, but it's not doing that. And somebody has called us to say export duties are the ones that are causing, what it's called, one of the major reasons why these things are still like this. But we'd like to hear from you, Lagos. Tell us your experience. I personally want to find out if your expense or your expenses has reduced, normalized, or just getting, you know, is getting overboard. I want to know from you. And how can you explain exactly what is going on right here? Like, what is happening? Some people will say, Nigerians are just being greedy to themselves. It is a lie that they have stock they're supposed to clear, and they're just doing it because they're just greedy and they want to amass more profits. What exactly is happening? How much are you buying food and services? Are there food in your area? Tell me your experience, basically. That's what I want to know. In fact, I'm asking you, what's up this morning? Lagos, what's up? 0201-465-7190. WhatsApp 0809-597-5805. We're streaming on Facebook and YouTube. You can join the conversation over there. Good morning. What's up, Lagos? Do call me back, okay? Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Yeah, you're still alive. Welcome.
Yeah, better.
Yeah.
I want to first of all verify at least this one place.
Yes.
When you want to enter it, I'm trying to enter it, but it's not connecting. I don't know if it is small letter or it's big letter G. The NG.
And just in a small letter G, NG. One play, that's numeral one play dot NG. Maybe it's your network or something. Let me.
Small letter. Is it capital letter?
No, it's small letter. Let me try and open it here and see. Let me see what's happening.
Okay.
It's opening, no. It just opened here right in front of me. Maybe it's your network or something.
Yes. Small letter, right?
Yes, small letter, my love.
Remember, okay. Number one.
And again, I want to contribute to this high price of things. I remember some months ago when I went to buy rice for my customer. He told me because dollar was up, then dollar was about 1,007 something, 1,800. Now I went back to buy same thing again. They've added like 2,400 on it, a pint of rice. And I asked him, but no, dollar is coming down. He told me that it's dollar. What's going on? He said it's what he bought. That's what he will sell. I don't really understand what's going on.
I don't know too. I'm trying to find out from you people to tell me
what
exactly.
What is really going on? I don't know. Before, I used to use the 75,000 to stock the house. But now, you cannot even buy just three.
You use how much to stock the house?
And rice, and that's it.
How much do you use to stock the house before?
75.
And now is over. How is that much?
My sister, the last time I stocked yours, I won't lie you. I used 130.
Ah.
That's almost.
Hey, God, they're posting this country. Oh. Hey, God, I beg. So, what is now the real cost? Or the real cost of what is. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey, cheers to life, bro.
Yeah, better man with better
man. That him.
Jerry boy.
Yes, boss.
Now we call him Old Jerry.
Oh, yeah. You know, please, Rihanna.
Please don't say that. Good morning.
How are you?
Really? I'm fine, thank you.
Rihanna, don't be jealous. So.
Lily.
It's not about jealousy. What is it?
Don't be jealous.
Jealous.
And Feta, you yourself, not enter BRT lane, no.
Why?
Because the clone where they call. Thank you. Jerry boy.
Ha.
It's all I will.
stretch
the little.
No, stretch is fine. You guys, you know my man. Now. My man doesn't have time for all of this. It's okay.
Quick one. Back to the matter. Feather.
Yes,
you know that cop they call Derica.
Yes.
Gary. 700 naira. We are used to buy paint 350. The paint to that plastic paint bucket.
Yeah.
But. A Derica of Gary, 700 naira.
What?
Okay, dollar don't come down. Well, if you talk about foodstuffs, at least if the price of fuel come down, I trust our people, they go reduce their prices. Say you get. But the fuel this thing is still high. Is it 500? They are coming down to 5 something. No.
So Oga Chris, you are saying that is the fuel price that is causing the.
For food, because those transporters, they will tell you now the high cost of even the diesel, why would they say 800?
So the thing is that it's the same price they've been buying it for the last 4 or 5 months, right? That we are still buying the fuel. So is it not supposed to be like supposed to be normalized, not going higher and higher every day? That's it. That's what I'm talking about here.
It's supposed to come down because when they were importing, they told us, oh, dollar is high. Now dollar is down. They refuse to bring the fuel price down. Instead, it's going up 615, 610, 601. The cheapest one is that 568. Even they themselves supposed to bring their own down. Okay. You know, Nigeria factor will always come to play.
Sure. Now, you are saying that there's a Nigerian factor now.
Before, please explain.
Uncle, Nigerian factor is always there. You know, I don't know. Well, Medisol of Saru wrote me Sankore.
We'll talk about it at 11. We have time for that. Thank you so much. Thank you for calling. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey, mommy. My sweetie.
Sweet team. Sweet team. Flirtalicious fetter. Why are you flirting now?
Thank you.
You know, it's only you that I can flirt with now. Is it with Jerry? Jerry is my guy now.
Jerry Bobo run, no.
I don't run, don't worry.
Jerry,
where's the
diet?
Jerry is part of the
team. Where my guy stretch there around?
Yes, ma'am. Don't be farms in this game. Encourage her to go and get a man. Encourage her.
I've got plenty.
Feta, I don't chat your man. Be careful. If he reach any minute from now.
Hey, God. Oh.
You said the Nigerian factor.
That's what Mr. Okay. Chris said. That is a Nigerian
Feta,
factor.
I sell injection 500. I go buy them for 1-2. Mm-hmm. How do I reconcile that? Is it the Nigerian factor?
That's what we are trying to interrogate this morning, Madam Oboli. Because is it a case of Nigerians are the ones doing Nigerians? Okay. Or is the fuel? Abi is the dollar? The dollar
because
now we are seeing.
Some people will say, we the people that are selling, that is it. I sold my own injection for 500 and I went to buy it for 1-2. Will you say that one is it my own fault? See, somebody asked me for blood tonic. I told her the price. She said she'd be the same dollar I've come down. Now I ask her and say, in your own pasta, when they sell for 1,000, she don't come down.
Wow, like
it's a
goes.
Ripple 50,
50.
Effect.
It's a bus ghost, you know.
No, now it is. It's a ripple effect. Okay, I went to Sabo. Normally, you want to buy Gary. Four of us share Gary. 45K. Everybody contributes money. Fact, when they opened the Gary, inside that Gary, there was cocoa, there was lebu, there was iri Gary. Charge everything inside a bag of Gary of 45,000.
Hey!
If I know, I for share the one of 48,000. It's crazy. You buy Gary of 45K, share, and you see rubbish inside. We know if you drink that Gary, not to make it back. It's not as if it's even good for the health, but shame on my waste. I'm not going to waste
it. You can't waste it now. For this economy,
in my very eyes, before my very, very eyes, the man was removing money from rice. The amount he wrote initially was 68. He removed it to turn it to 69. Turned the one of 69 to 70. So, you know, right there before my very eyes.
So, Madam Oboli, you are saying that is a Nigerian factor thing, Abi?
Do you understand? So some of us Nigerian factor, some of us not Nigerian factor. But the cost of fuel, has it come down? Electricity tariff, has it come down? No, what are we really saying? Your salary increased. Our own increased. Nobody say market, all of us, they go. It's a vicious circle. It's a ripple effect. So I don't really know. I don't know. So we are the weapon fashion against ourselves.
In as much as things are coming down, things are still going up in other aspects.
Make anybody no dance for dollar. No be so they meet and make them take them back to where they
you get. You get. That's Isha. Heavy on that. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
That's the life. We didn't hear you. Hello? What's happening? I don't know. Call me back. Good morning. What's up, Lagos? Please turn down the volume of your radio. God bless you. Yeah, just live.
My sister in the studio.
Our God, to the other side.
Where is the sense?
My man is hustling now. You could know.
When I hear this recently, I'm calling Sense, come out from my eyes, though.
But Oga, we won't dedicate 11 o'clock to talk about our Oga and Rotimi Sankore. We know they talk about him now.
I don't understand this 2024. People are going like this, though. Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Please, on this one play issue, I've been trying, and they tell me to enter my business. But when I enter, it will not tell me to enter the USD code. So I don't know the USD code.
So hold on. Are you playing via the website?
I'm playing by the code.
The code. Okay, the code is *347. *880*3#.
Okay, that is
that's the USSD code. Yes.
Okay.
Try that, okay?
That's right. I'm listening to you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling us. Good morning to you. What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Good morning.
Just alive. How are you?
How are we this morning?
We are doing great.
Great.
How are you doing?
You. I give God the glory for all.
Thank God.
My name is Godwin Kale from Lagos.
Okay, Godwin. Welcome.
Thank you.
Nah.
Yes. back to the topic.
Yes.
The dollar is coming down.
Hmm.
Is it not what you said?
Yes, no.
Who are the people that did their survey and came up with that nomenclature?
Hmm.
Are they not the same party and the same appointee of the government? For you and I, have we forgotten the sincerity and integrity in this government? Fuel was said that NNPC Port Harcourt would commence operation by January. Has it commenced? Then by March ending, it was also said that it was going to commence operation. Has it commenced? Definitely, the subsidy has a very ripple big effect on everything that has to do with Nigeria.
Hmm.
And until we go back to sincerity, to the drawing board, and get our refinery portioning.
I'm working, yeah.
And the prices of both crude and ordinary fuel get down, then we shall have no solution. Any other person telling you and I that dollar has come down, it will only come down in their offices. But on the field and reality, it is opposite. It is just a propaganda as usual.
Wow.
Otherwise, why are we not saying the positive effect of the coming down?
Yes.
If the rain is falling, does the rain fall and suspend up without dropping on the floor?
I wonder.
It must come down. So if the dollar has fallen, as they claim, why has it not come down to affect us positively? It is a normal language.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much, Godwin. I and Jerry were just talking about the fact that when we went on the break, that it's looking like it's a mirror. A mirror is telling you, oh, you look good. But in reality, you're not looking good. I'm asking, how much are you buying food? Your foodstuff, how much is it now? Is it normalizing based off of what we're hearing right now? It's not looking like that at all. It's increasing every day, regardless of the one thing that people have been holding on to as the cause of, you know, the reason why food is expensive. And now it does look like that's not even on the table. It's not
at all.
And it's crazy. WhatsApp 0809-597-5805. You can drop your comments on there. We're also streaming on Facebook and YouTube. You can go there and drop your comments as well and watch us. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
I'm asking you what's up this morning. Say, give us now the passcode.
What's up, Lagos?
Why your energy can't they low now? What's in the happen?
I'm not too happy.
What's going on?
We are talking about different things.
Eh?
It is when one is happy that he or she will be able to shout out what's up, Lagos.
For this place, we always the happy.
We always happy.
It's okay, but look at how the situation of the country.
Oh. Hello?
Our so-called leaders, they are not just feeling what we are feeling.
Ew.
Our president, it's as if he wants to sniff out life out of Nigeria.
Ew.
He has been looking for ways to gather money for them, the elite, to share.
No, don't say that. Hold on.
Subsidy in electricity.
This is why we don't like to go this angle on what's up, Lagos.
Even the Port Harcourt refinery that he said it will work. There is nothing wrong with the refinery, only he doesn't want them to sell fuel so that the price will not come down.
No, no.
The same thing.
Yeah, you are really just assuming here. You don't have the facts of this. I'm sorry. But you see, that's one of the reasons why we don't like to go here on What's Up Lagos, because, see, look, you breathe. Eventually, you will breathe. I just want to check up on you, really, to tell me exactly how much you are buying food, because I've heard a lot of these things. And more of it is the fact that people will say Nigerians are just being greedy. Because the prices that you people say you buy these things have come down. Why are you not reducing the retail price of your goods and services? So I'm hoping that, traders can also call us. We had one who called and said his exports that is costing it. The amount that they pay to clear off their goods is not giving what it should give in terms of price. And that's the reason why it's affecting us. But is that enough, though? We have to take a break in some minutes. But Lagos, don't forget, you are playing a game that I'm telling you will win you some money. Good money, as a matter of fact. It's every day on this show. 20,000 naira for three people. Go to www.oneplay.ng to get in on this game. And of course, you stand a chance to win when we actually do the live draw At 11 o'clock, we are switching gears, and this is actually a tribute show to Rotimi Sankore, okay? An amazing journalist, a veteran, as a matter of fact, a professional at his job. And of course, you might be wondering, I was here at the time that I met his absence, but I'll tell you that he actually impacted me, and I'll tell you how when we start to talk about, when we have that conversation at 11. And yes, we're streaming on Facebook and Instagram, YouTube, as a matter of fact. But you can follow us on our social media platforms. We are everywhere on social media, Facebook, X, Threads, Instagram, YouTube. Subscribe to our YouTube channel so you can watch us live when we go live, like today. And of course, if you want to follow me, I'm on Instagram as well, Feta Dynamo, and on Twitter, D_Feta. I'll be right back. All right, welcome back. 6 minutes past 11 on What's Up Lagos, so 99.3 Nigeria Info. I am Feta Otuegba. And of course, the remaining hours of this show, that will be like in the next 45 minutes, because we have to pick our winner to one play at 11:45. But we have time on the clock to actually honor a true legend on today's special edition of What's Up Lagos. We are dedicating this hour to pay tribute to an amazing former staff and professional journalist, a veteran. We'll be sharing stories, memories, and of course celebrating the impact they had on our station and of course our lives. And I encourage you to send your messages on WhatsApp, calling if you want to. The phone lines are open, 0201-465-7190. WhatsApp is 0809-597-5805. We're also live on Facebook and of course YouTube. I like to read your messages on there. Let's make this show a show to remember. You see, things like this always remind us how fickle life is. The song I played was by Justin Bieber, Ghost, and the first lyric said, young blood thinks there's tomorrow. Of course, tomorrow will always be there, but in case you're not there tomorrow, what is going to be left is the legacy that you have, you lived behind. And that's one thing I can actually say about Rotimi Sankore. I came to Nigeria Info some, I think it's a year and some months now. It's been an amazing journey, by the way. And I met his absence. Now, that's a shocker, because you say, what do you have to say if you never knew the man? Of course, there's a lot to actually learn from. I had a lot to learn, or I got a lot from his absence, as a matter of fact. Many of you might know that I came here as a hype reader. So I'd come in and do the announcements. And at the time, a lot of people were ready, because this is a very amazing place to work, by the way. Everybody's interested in your growth. Everybody wants you to grow. And I was a very curious person. So I wanted to know about the console, because how does this thing work? It looks like magic. What are the buttons you are pressing here to make your sound go out and broadcast live? And it was at that point I realized, one of those days, Mr. Agogo Obo was one hosting the public square at the time. At least I got to realize that it wasn't even the host of the show. It was Rotimi Sankore. But after he left, Mr. Agogo had to take over the show. And the fact that Rotimi Sankore was not in Nigeria Info, was always joining online via Zoom or Skype at the time. And because I was always in the studio, I would know this. I was learning how to board. So, and at that time, I was messing up his show because I was learning the whole thing. So he would say, don't worry, for you to learn how to board, you have to mess it up. So get ready to be embarrassed by some of the things you would do, but you will learn eventually. So I started to ask myself, this guy, is he a guest? Who is this man? Why is he so important in the cause of, you know, this broadcast? Is he maybe like a resource pressing on the show, or what is he like? Why is he so important? Now, guess what? Working here as a hype reader, I had friends in broadcasting already in the even friends who listen, who are like ardent fans of Nigerian, who were asking me, what's happening to the public square now? What about Rotimi Sankore? Doesn't he work in Nigeria Info anymore? I'm like, who is this Rotimi Sankore? I had to go and do my findings, and I realized, he's not a small man. He's not a small man. You know, even though he wasn't in the station, he was still hosting the show, and people were looking forward to the show every single time. And I'm not saying that because of the number of calls we'll get on that show, but because people were asking me outside the station how far we are not hearing it. At some point, it went on a break, and then the show came back with Chukwudi hosting from the inside and he on the other side. And I never really knew so much, but one thing I learned from that was his absence was even valuable. Like, is the amount of value the man has for me. You know, for him not to be in the station, but still being part of the station outside. And I got to realize a lot of other things. And of course, he was truly a man of value. for not just because of what I experienced, but also the works that he has, advocating for girls and a lot of other stuff. I mean, it's amazing. I was listening this morning on the Morning Crossfire, and Mr. Sheriff was talking about how, you know, at the time that he came into Nigeria Info, he had to come and rejig some of our programs, because at the time Nigeria Info was on a decline, and we needed somebody to actually take us back to the glory that we had. And he was one of these people who did all of this amazing stuff. And I'll tell you, I never met the man, but I learned something. Value is very important, because if your presence is not felt, your absence will not even matter at all. And so, yes, I encourage you to call this morning. The phone line 0201-465-7190. WhatsApp 0809-597-5805. Call us right now. We are also streaming on Facebook and YouTube. You can also drop your comments on there. But I will take this call. Okay, I think we lost that call, but you can call us back and let's talk to you. I'm sure you have experiences you want to share. Some of you are OGs. You were here before me, even though you're not in the studio. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning, Feta.
Yes, good morning to you.
Okay, Lapuchu is my name.
Yeah, good morning. Welcome.
It's okay. Okay, it's a pity anyway. Very, so sad. Hearing the news. When I got the news in the morning by Kofi Bates, Morning Crossfire, I was weakened.
Yeah.
You know, I was weakened because I know this guy. I know this great journalist. Yeah, I do listen to his program with Agogo Abo, you know, on public square.
Yes.
It was so shocking to me. Because all of you, all the staffs of Nigerian Info, are taking you as part of my family.
Chime.
So it's very shocking hearing this kind of news. And it's so sad. May his gentle soul continue to rest in peace.
Thank you very much. Thank you for calling us, Rapper Chuku. Good morning. What's up, Lagos? Do call us back. We have WhatsApp for you, 0809-597-5805. Good morning. What's up, Lagos? Do call us back, please. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, Feta.
Yes.
I'm back.
Yeah.
Rotimi, I call him the maestro. That guy in the accent.
Yeah.
To Nigeria, but our leaders are bad. Is it the girl child? The way you talk about the girl child, the way you talk about solving the insecurity in the north, you keep on talking about education, education. And I always ask him then, Sarotimi, how come the governors, the people running the affairs of this country, how come they don't listen to you? Is it because you are a Nigerian? If na one who you go now, they go listen to rap. Our leaders are bad, like I said. You know, when he started calling from, doing the program from outside the day, you know, one thing with him, he opened up, he said he had a cancer. I felt pain that day. And at times when he was talking, I called him, I said, sir, can you leave Nigeria matter for some time?
Yeah.
Please, can you leave Nigeria matter for some time? Rotimi is gone. The other woman is gone. One barrister like that used to fight for poor people. Our man there today, and I've been telling him, if it's possible, can he just leave Nigerian matter? Like I said, Sarotimi, may the soul rest in peace. Nigeria,
amen.
They don't know what thing they miss with that guy. Thank you, Feta.
Thank you so much for calling us. Good morning. What's up, Lagos? Do call us right back. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Thank you. I'm weak. My name is Godwin Collins from Oshoro Lakwa.
Welcome, Godwin.
For a great man, Sir Dr. Fotumi Sankore, after death, who are you? Death, why are you so wicked? Hello.
I can hear you. But Mr. Godwin, I think you have to call us back. We have to take a break right now. Okay, I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Thank you so much for calling. All right, we're back. Yes, we have so many calls. This is what it means when you live a life of purpose. And of course, when you desire and you strive to make a difference while you're living. This is what it means. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yes. Cheers to life. What's your name?
Maromito is my name.
Sorry?
M-A-R-O. Maromito is my name.
Oh, Maro, welcome.
Thank you.
Yes.
I tried to talk in the morning about the great gem. We lost a gem.
We lost
the data bank. He's a data bank for the country. A great lecturer. A great tutor. Sincerely, this morning I listened to Sharif and it's like I heard that he is the son of Jimmy Johnson. Do you know Jimmy Johnson?
Yeah.
We call him Okoro in the. And I now remember him in one of his shows saying he stays and lives in Ikoyi. And at that time, he put it together. I was around that area too. Jimmy Johnson is somebody I know personally. I couldn't mix two of them together. It's like a generational thing. He inherited it and he did well. But the question is, can we get another one? Can we really get another Sankore? Why are we losing our gem? And we are not providing back for them. They just come, we enjoy them, we savour them, and we let them go like that. He never hid it. He said it in his shows that he's having challenges of cancer, prostate cancer precisely. Well, a man has come, a man has gone. We lose a gem. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling us. Okay, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
Hello, good morning to you.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Eta, what's up, man?
I'm good. I'm okay. How are you?
That's fine, Gary.
Yeah, neither what's popping? What's happening to you?
Just doing it to my radio this morning. And that
I can't hear you. You have to speak up. I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
See, I just on my radio this morning at the ASA with you, Sankore.
Not so.
That man, I really listen to Friday show fast. Like, into the eternity. It's too much. Like, you need to analyze this thing. Even beginning of the 5 years ago, that's something to say. Like, I don't even know if he's going to be there. I just hope I need to hear your voice again. Love your study now. Just be there.
That's so.
Just wish and wish.
Yes, that's so. Thank you very much. Okay, let's go to WhatsApp. This person here says, good morning, Feta. What's up, Lagos? I'm so sad hearing about the demise of Mr. Rotimi Sankore, one of the great men I respected so much. I don't miss his program every Friday evening. Someone that always prefers solution to Nigeria's problem. May God rest his soul and grant his family the fortitude to bear his irreplaceable loss. I'm Michael from Ikorodu. So sorry for the loss. We're all in pain and in sober mind for Sir Rotimi Sankore. A legend fought it through. He's in a better place now. May God comfort us all. Amen. My tribute to late Chief Rotimi Sankore. I want to commiserate with the entire family of the Sankores, Nigeria Info Management and staff, and the entire world at large on the colossal loss of this great man. He was vast in knowledge and had deep knowledge in all ramifications, spoke at length on issues without bias, not caring whose ox is gored. My fondest memories of him was the interviews he always had with Ezeogu Chukwudi, Public Square on Nigeria Info. He gave insightful, educative, and informative responses to questions like, one who really knew his onions, a man who crossed all his T's and dotted all his I's. And thanks to Nigeria Info for making me a beneficiary of a man with so much knowledge. I doff my hat for his prowess. Indeed, an enigma is gone and will forever be in our minds. And this is from Mrs. Oboli in Ikorodu. Good morning, what's up, Lagos? Hello there, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you. What's your
name? Thank you. Thank you. This is Godwin Akin, caller from the Shorolakwe.
Okay.
Yes. Our man, a great man, a man I refer as Dr. Renowned veteran journalist, Sankore Rotimi, a dictionary brain, an encyclopedia in all dimensions, a computer brain branded with international value, a Google brain of our time, a man who has seen it all, who knows it all, a man with a blessed personality and integrity. Our man, Sir Rotimi Sankore, the world has missed a gem, an authority in all area of endeavor, full of passion all time. Indeed, it is difficult to get that vacuum filled. Data expert, veteran journalist, your legacy will forever be remembered. Brilliant, informative, and an authority in all area of endeavor. May God grant him eternal rest.
Amen.
And the entire family of Nigeria Info and immediate family, the fortitude to bear the loss.
Thank you so much.
God bless Nigeria Info for featuring it to the world.
Thank you.
It's unfortunate we don't have a system in place. Otherwise, it's a material that the government is supposed not to joke with. It's supposed to get him closer to open their eyes and see the truth and the road to reality of life and what it's supposed to be. Unfortunately, this man has done his own bit. I pray God grant him eternal rest in Jesus' name.
Amen.
God
bless you.
From Loshoro Lakwe.
Thank you, Loki. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, Feta.
Yes.
Morning, you know? We missed a lot from this guy. Lap Ruchku is calling back again.
Okay,
anyway.
Okay.
We missed a lot from this great journalist. You know? One thing I will continue missing is the way he laughs when anchoring his show, Public Square, with what is that guy? Aho Abba.
Yeah.
You know? So, I don't know.
Well, it's as well.
My condolences to the family and the entire staff of Nigerian Info.
Thank you so much. Rapu, thank you so much for calling us. Okay, this one on WhatsApp says, condolences concerning the departure of Rotimi Sankore to the higher realm. A big loss to the nation indeed, considering his wealth of knowledge and an activist. May his gentle soul rest in perfect peace. Folahan Akintola. This one says, what's up, Lagos? Ah, Rotimi Sankore is gone. Wow, I did not even know about his health. I thought he was not in the country. This news dulling my days. Analysis is top notch. Everything good about this man. Knowledge box. I learned so much from him. God bless his soul and his family and all of us. I feel this loss, God. And this is from David. Okay. Tribute to Rotimi Sankore. Hi, Theta. This is Ismail. I'm currently in transit. I used to listen to Rotimi Sankore and Agogo on Public Square. Suffice to say, he was always a delight to listen to. The way he analyzed public policy matters with data evidence was unmatched. And he did not just stop there. He would always charge the government to do better. He was that special advisor the government never had. And he personally showed me the importance of conscious and informed journalism. I pray he rest easy and God grants his family the fortitude to bear this irreplaceable loss. Lagos, we have to take a break. I'm sure that you're feeling these comments and contributions on the calls as well. And this is, suffice to say, look, you are... There will never be any road to meet Sankore again. That's a funny thing. But you are you. And there's something that you might just do to maybe match up a little bit to the contributions that this world needs. And it's starting by doing what you are supposed to do. A life of purpose is very important. You can see, you can hear by all the contributions that we have been hearing. If you're not doing what you're supposed to do in this world, I don't know. What's it going to be though? I'm lost for the words, to be honest. But we have to take a break now. Lagos will be right back. We'll get your calls and of course your, and read your comments when we come back from this break. We have D for details in the studio. I'm sure he has something for us. We'll hear that conversation when we come back from this break. It's 99.3 Nigeria Info, the number one station for news, talk and sports. It's 26 minutes past 11. We'll be right back.
I'll take you to Lagos. I'll take you to Lagos.
All right, 43 minutes past 11 on the show. What's up, Lagos? 99.3 Nigeria Info. And we have been talking about the late Rotimi Sankore. I'll take some more messages before we move over to the one play side of things because we have to pick our winner today. And this one says, what a loss. My condolences to Rotimi Sankore's family and the entire family of Nigeria Info. He was an enigma of wisdom, full of data analysis, journalism, an astute, erudite, and lively journalist to listen to. I'll amen with that one. This one says, one thing I remember about Rotimi is the way he advocated the girl child and education. We are the family of Nigeria Info will miss you. I hope you, I think you're about to say what you wanted to say is we the family of Nigeria Info will miss you. May his soul rest in peace. Thomas from Badagry. And now this one here says, good morning, what's up Lagos? Rotimi Sankore was my tutor and he was a man I learned from. The Goshens, we have lost a gem. God bless Nigeria Info for broadcasters, for broadcasting him to the world. Words are not enough to describe him. Adi, friend, Momo from Adamo. He says, how will I fill this vacuum? Good afternoon, Fete Anko. I'm so saddened by this news. Rotimi Sankore is facts spitter. Anytime Rotimi is on duty, he's learning of statistics and general analysis. This is Samuel from Lekki. Let's take this one last call before we go. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, cheers to life. Welcome. What's your name?
This is the one of the Golu.
Is it welcome?
You see what you are saying now, eh?
Mm-hmm.
It's what makes me so always annoyed with Nigeria Info.
Mm.
Because you bring the best quality out, eh? And the whole Nigeria will see it. And we are still in this problem we are in now. Because that man is an instrument that Nigeria will use. Eh? And will be a great country in the whole world. Because the man has the brain.
Mm.
And he has the talent. He has everything is complete in him.
Mm.
But now Nigeria have lost the best. I don't know whether we'll forget him or.
Yeah. I don't think
but it will take time.
Yes. He'll always be in our hearts. The things that he has done, those are the things that he's left behind. These memories you have of him, how he's taught you, inspired you in different ways. These are the memories that we'll always have of him. And it inspires us as a people, as a nation, to always give our best in whatever we do. And if you're out there, you're still stalling or waiting to make a difference, I tell you, this is a wake-up call for you because there's so much in you that you can give to the world. It's a privilege to be entrusted with talent, resources, and opportunities to work towards the purpose of the world. And if you have it, there's something you can do is to get working. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Sunday mornings were your favorite. I used to meet you down on Woods Creek Road. You did your hair up like you were famous. Even though it's only church where we were going. Now, Sunday mornings I just sleep in. It's like I buried my faith with you. I'm screaming at the God I don't know if I believe in, 'cause I don't know what else I can do. I'm still holding on to everything that's dead and gone. I don't wanna say goodbye, 'cause this one means forever. Now you're in the stars and 6 feet's never felt so far. Here I am alone between the heavens and the embers. Oh.
Okay, we might not have time on the clock to pick our winners and call them one by one, but I'll just Pika, and then one player will call you. Let's take this one right here. I'll call the numbers out, and of course, you'd expect a call from one play. Okay? All right, let's do that. Okay, we have a winner. Your number starts with 0803, ends with 677. That is 0803, ends with 677. The other numbers will be contacted by one play and you will get your money. But I'll tell you this for sure, that of course this show continues tomorrow. And of course this money that we give out, of course, continues tomorrow as well. So you can keep playing the game. www.oneplay.ng. But I'm giving David the opportunity to tell us everything we need to know about that, but we don't have time on the clock, David. You can quickly run down the details for us quickly. Okay, Lagos, we have to go. It's 51 minutes past 11. It's been amazing being with you here this morning. Do not forget that the show continues tomorrow. And of course, you can follow us on social media. We're on Facebook, X Threads, Instagram, YouTube. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel so you can watch us live when we go live. Like today, we went live on Facebook and YouTube. And people who are subscribed to our YouTube channel can watch us. So be like them, okay? And do the needful. Of course, keep playing the One Play game. For you to win some money. Tomorrow is another day for you to win big. 20,000 naira for three people. You can follow me on Instagram, Feta Dynamo. On Twitter, D_Feta. I'll see you again tomorrow. Stay sharp, stay happy. And of course, this is my message to the family of late Chief Rotimi Sankore. I have no words, but I know that you'll be comforted. God will comfort you. And one of the things that you have amongst many is the memories that you have of Rotimi Sankore. And God will give you the fortitude to bear this loss. And to Lagos, live a purposeful life, okay? The legacy that you leave behind is what you have got after you are no more. And that's my encouragement to all of us this morning. Stay sharp, stay happy, Lagos.